you come in, have a shave, cup of coffee, put your slap on, into frocks, the music starts, and off you go. I'm Matt Rickson. Matthew Kelly is my dad, and I am his son.
He's my son.
And I'm his dad.
On stage, we're sisters.
And together, we've got the X Factor!
What's that like, being father and son, but also sisters?
He first went on stage with me in Red Riding Hood, the pantomime, in Manchester when he was 18 months. So he's been virtually on stage for 44 years. It's great working with your children because you've got something in common and your timing is easier because it's kind of in your DNA.
Because we've bantered all our lives, we've got a built-in shorthand. We just spark off each other, which is great.
We do make each other laugh a lot, actually.
Come on, Princey, let's go into the forest and Cheryl can show you her party trick.
Yes, you can get me some dried leaves and I can start a fire by rubbing my thighs together.
We talk about lots of things that get passed on from father to son, but pantomime dame tips, that's quite unusual.
No, I'll pass on my tits and my bloomers, darling. It's an old family tradition. Actually, I stopped doing pantomime for about 10 years. And so I literally did hand on my bust and my bloomers to Matt, because he started, the wig, to start playing Dame. And he kind of took over that role. And then we were in Liverpool at the Everyman Theatre doing Samuel Beckett's Endgame. And we were on the Paul O'Grady show. And a management rang us up afterwards and said, never seen you on telly before, because we are absolutely identical, but for age. And they said, would you like to come and play sisters? And I went, yeah. And do you know why? Because it's all shades of wrong. Cross-dressing with your children over the festive period. We just don't tell social services.
Come on, you royal regalness! Have you never played Piggy in the Middle before?
Not with real pigs!
Oh, sauce!
Pantos create money. They are really important to regional theatres, aren't they?
Massively important for theatres, you're quite right, because for a lot of theatres, it's the thing that keeps them going for the rest of the year. It subsidises other forms of theatre because it's the one thing you can guarantee audiences for. And that's why, you know, they have to pay a lot of money to get them on, to make them look proper, so we keep the audiences for the rest of the year. And for every pound that is spent in a theatre, the local area and the local economy gains somewhere, depending on where it is, between £4 and £7 for every pound that's put into that theatre. So in a time of austerity, this is the time we should be putting money into the arts, and particularly into the theatre, because the theatre is the centre of the community.
But for some reason, it's always the first to be cut. But it's also a part of our tradition as a nation,
yeah.
As part of our national psyche, the way we pass down stories like that.
Aren't we the most delightful creatures you've ever seen?
No! Oh, yes, we are.
The main thing about Panto is it's the first time that children come to the theatre, and you have to make it good for them because we want them back, because they're our core audience for the rest of...
Our future audience,
yeah, for the rest of their and our lives.
Panto is often the first show that a child comes to see. Was it the same for yourself?
Yeah, funny enough. Yeah, I was 6 years old. I'd been to the circus when I was 5 and I hated it. I thought it was loud, I thought it was cold, I thought it smelt, I thought it was embarrassing, and I thought it was frightening. The following year, when my dad took us on the works outing to the Ardwick Hippodrome in Manchester, it was a panto, and I just thought it was magical, because it was warm and everybody joined in. And even now, when I'm sitting in the wings and I look out, I think, this is marvellous, because I'm part of the magic and I know where it comes from.
Now, let me see it.
Shall I, boys and girls?
No!
Shall I see my invitation?
No!
Don't be silly, boys and girls. Give it to Cheryl Cinderella.
It's one of the few shows where you can bring four generations to it. Kids, parents, grandparents and great-grandparents, and they can all have a fantastic time. It is safe for everybody. It's entertaining for everybody. There are jokes for every level of age and mentality. Yeah. And with Christmas being about family, what could be better than coming to see a panto?
And the funny thing is, they think we're doing it for them. You know, prancing about in a frock on a stage is not really a job for a grown man, is it?
Let alone yourself.